Spotlight on Medina is brought to you by Medina County District Library. Digital downloads are free. For details, visit mcdl.info. And we have with us from the library, Tina Sable. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, both of you. Thank you for having me.
So I understand you spent some time at your bookmobile at the fair.
I did. It's funny you mentioned that. Last night I went out and I covered the dinner breaks and got to hang out on the bookmobile and visit with some bookmobile members. And then actually I headed over to the pavilion where they were judging the Medina County Fair Queen, and I got to judge that. So that was wonderful. I've never been a pageant judge before, so that was a new experience. And it's just, it's really impressive what 4-H turns out in this community. I'm born and raised here. I love the fair, and last night was just one more great thing.
Yeah, they do a lot of administrative things at the fair. They run a lot of it. They're given the responsibilities to handle some of the different events and things that take place. So it's kind of neat to see that as well. You've got something coming up that involves sort of young teens.
Yes.
With this one book, one community.
Yes, that's right. Every other year, so in even years, Medina County District Library teams with the United Way in Medina County, and we do a one book, one community. And this is something that is actually done all over the nation. Chicago does this, and I mean, obviously that's one of the biggest cities in the country. And we do it here in Medina County as well with our libraries and with our community. This year, the featured book is Station 11. The author is Emily St. John Mandel. And the book is really geared toward about maybe ages 14 and up. It is a book that is set in a post-flu apocalypse world where about 99% of the population is wiped out. And what the story, though that sounds really depressing, what the story is really about is about that 1% and how they survive and how they come back. And right at the end of the book, I'm not going to do a spoiler, but there is literally a glimmer of hope on the horizon. And it kind of leaves you wondering what comes next. But it's one of those books that I think, especially with our young people, they're being so future focused and having their whole lives ahead of them, it's one of those books that really would get them thinking. And what kind of makes me laugh about it is that in this book, when obviously if all of the infrastructure in the world were to collapse, your cell phone would not work anymore if Verizon Wireless is no longer in business. So they actually have a little museum set up in the book of all of those things that we just can't live without right now. But in this future, they don't work. So no electricity, no cell phones, no devices of any sort, no Pokemon chasing on the square. None of that would happen in this future.
Does that Pokemon bring people to your library, by the way?
It does. We have several Pokemon stops. And being located, the Medina Library being located right here on the square, we can look out our windows and see people walking around with their phones and chasing the Pokemon on the square. So it's quite entertaining.
That's funny. Yeah. Well, of course, in that book, all these things become paperweights. That's what happens to the electronics or things.
Right.
Like that as well. Is a book like this chosen on a national level, or is this something that as the Medina Library looks to do their own version of this?
Well, the Medina County District Library chose this book, though this book has been honored on a national level for the what it makes people think about and how great it is for book discussions and how there's so many loose ends and so many multiple storylines going on at the same time that different people interpret the book in different ways. So it's a great book for book discussions, and we're obviously encouraging people to choose this book for their book clubs. Also, in the month of September, we are going to have dozens of special events going on at all of our libraries in honor of this book and in honor of One Book, One Community. And then to wrap it all up at the end of September, September 28th at the Performing Arts Center in Medina at 7 p.m., the author will be visiting. She's also going to, that same day, earlier in the day, go out to Cloverleaf Schools and talk to groups of teens out there who are interested in writing and kind of inspire them. MCDL has done this before where we've brought in well-known teen authors and had them go to the schools because they can be very, very impactful on these young people.
They get to read the stories and now they get to see the person behind
yes.
it and understand the process that it takes. Or something like that. It must be special for those authors to realize their book is being used in this type of a setting.
Absolutely. Every time we've asked an author to do something like that, they're always eager to, because they were that young person at one point, and they realize that they can make a huge impact. It only takes, especially at that age, it only takes one event to maybe chart the course for these young people's futures. Some of these young people may major in English or creative writing in college because of an event like this.
Or look to eradicate some illness or disease.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, that too. Prevent a flu apocalypse. Well, that
sure.
would be good.
I would like to. That would be a key to a lot of this too, as well. But it's funny that those books are out there now, and they're intriguing for people.
Yes, they're very popular.
As you mentioned, even though it seems like sort of a hopeless situation, it's usually about the individual characters in that book who
yes.
either the readers identify with or think there is hope
yes.
if it just takes one or two people.
And if your listeners want more information, they can always go to our website. It's just mcdl.info and then /one book. And that will take them to all of the events that are coming up and also with all the information about the author's visit.
What other special programs coming up this summer?
Okay. Actually, fall is one of our most busy times at the library. But actually, first, let me mention that we're wrapping up our summer reading game right now. It ends on August 13th, and we've had another record-breaking year. We thought 2015 was the year to beat all years, but 2016 was even better. The key to this seems to be that the schools are really getting on board with the library. And Brunswick City Schools this year, instead of competing with the library, with each individual school having their own little summer reading game for their kids, they said, go to the library, play their game, bring your game board back when school starts, and you'll get your little prize that a lot of the schools will give.
What was the theme or game for the summer for the Medina County District Library?
Actually, this year's theme grew out of something that we currently have going on at the library, which is a focus on STEM programming, science, technology, engineering, and math. And the reason we're really pushing those programs is because the schools and parents have been asking for it. We have the robotics, we have the stop motion animation, we have mobile digital labs that can go to the different libraries so that kids can do all of these really cool STEM related programs. So as we were planning summer reading, somebody said, why don't we just take the theme, which was Make, Create, Discover, Learn, the theme for all of this STEM programming, and make that our summer theme, and then really push those STEM programs all summer long. So that's probably another key to this. When you give people what they've been asking for, they come. And they're happy to bring their kids and sign them up for all of the special events and the courses, and our numbers were astounding.
You mentioned what's coming up in
in
the fall.
Yes.
The fall is a very busy time.
It always is, yes, definitely. Also this fall, actually exactly 1 week after Emily St. John Mandel visits Medina, we are going to have our 20th anniversary of Writers Live. We've had Writers Live every fall and every spring for 20 years, and this is our anniversary year. And we are bringing back Mary Doria Russell, and she is going to be at the Weymouth Country Club Wednesday, October 5th at noon. And that event is very popular. Writers Live, there's been times where we have filled Weymouth Country Club. And it's a luncheon, and then the author speaks, and then there's question and answer time afterward. And it's just a great time for people to get together and see old friends and enjoy a wonderful lunch. And it's just a wonderful afternoon, and it is our most popular and sought after author event. And like I said, we hold it twice a year, and every year we have astounding crowds. So just kind of exciting that we've been doing this now for 20 years.
What can you tell us about this particular author?
Well, she is an award-winning author. She has 6 best-selling novels, including The Sparrow, Children of God, and she's a Pulitzer-nominated, Children of God was a Pulitzer-nominated World War II thriller. And she is local, but we had her as an author maybe 10, 15 years ago, but she has really become more popular since then. So we wanted to have an author that we'd had before, but that has really come into her own in the last few years. And here she is. We're so excited to have her back. We really think this will pull an incredible crowd.
kind of neat to see the growth, not only the fact that you've been doing this for 20 years, but there's authors that still go out there every year writing books, putting things out, and hoping the public is appreciative of their work and just kind of see the growth of somebody like that.
Absolutely.
You, speaking of growth, the way the library has changed a lot, the digital downloads, before we were going on the air, you said you got to talk about that. That seems to be escalating. People really come in for that. What can they get?
Okay, you can get anything you want to download that is available digitally, we pretty much have through the library, and it is free. The other great thing about digital downloads is it doesn't take up space, I mean, other than on your device, and they will automatically return, so there's no fines. And what I'm still a lover of the book, but there is such a great use for digital downloads. Obviously music. I mean, who has CDs anymore? And
I do.
I'm sorry. Well, I do too. They're in the basement.
But, you know, I've got the iPod too for portability.
Right,
so you
right.
have
exactly.
this and you
it's
have that.
It's that portability that's so wonderful.
Right.
That's where I find myself using digital downloads. We had a layover in the Tampa airport in the spring. And I could not wait to read the final book in a series that I was reading, so I downloaded it and started reading it right there. The selection is getting just better and better and better. I remember when we first had the downloads out maybe 7-8 years ago, they were all right, but now I go on there and everything I want is pretty much available. My favorite is an app that you can just download right now on your phone from your Google Play store, and it's called Hoopla. And they do limit you to 20 downloads a month, but it is seriously the most up-to-date items. If my daughter wants to listen to Katy Perry, I just download it and let her go. So it's very current items, and it's so easy. There's very little searching. You just click and go.
Now, do all of that or some of that require your library, you know, a library card or some sort of connection to a library?
When you first log in, the very first time you download one of the apps, it will ask for your home library, and some will ask for your library card. Okay. That way we can track how many people are using it.
Sure.
But we'll get a report.
You also have the link where you can look at magazines, right?
Oh, yeah. We have all of that. I mean, everything you can think of. Also, on our website, we have a section for online learning. So mcdl.info/online learning. And there, you can download magazines and newspapers going back 30 years, full PDF versions and things like that. But we also have Zinio, we have Hoopla, we have obviously just the CleveNet website that people can go to. Go to downloads and poke around a little bit on our website, but if it's something that you feel like you might need a little bit of guidance in, come into the library, bring your device, and just ask. We are always thrilled to help get somebody going on the digital downloads.
It's funny, your library used to be a place for reference. Now there's a lot of stuff with Wikipedia and Google. People can sort of search some of that out. Now they come to the library for other types of assistance. Mm-hmm. So you've kind of replaced one kind of way of helping people get information with another.
Absolutely.
Well, if, again, you mentioned that if you go to mcdl.info, you can find out all what's happening with the Medina County District Library. Our guest this morning has been Tina Sable. Thank you for stopping in and sharing all of that.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Again, the book is called Station 11. Is that the one I need to look up?
That is it.
All right, Craig. Find out about that. Flu apocalypse, yep. If you're into that.